What's up?
Hello, people.
How's it going, Forrest?
It's going fine.
How are you coping after the day's furious dev work?
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Yeah, sorry, let's leave this out of it. It's going fine. We've sorted out most of the issues now, so everything should be A-OK for complete unreveal because we have changed our plans.
We have changed the plans, not the reveal plans. Everybody chill.
Yeah, we're still unrevealing.
We have changed some plans that we will go into here. Let's get Cedric the Narwhal up here. My favorite Coogee Validator. Start the show off with a bang. Oh, he dropped out. Come on, Cedric the Entertainer. Just kidding.
Cloud is requesting. Is he already here? No, Cloud is listening. I mean, Cloud, can you join as co-host?
Did anyone hear that?
No.
So I said, come on, Cedric the Entertainer, and like a cappella Cedric the Entertainer just started playing on my phone, walking in a winter wonderland featuring Sana Relay and Silas White. What the heck? I'm telling you, dude, Apple phones and Apple watches are so strange.
Yeah, you have to, you can't add the Siri.
I thought you or Clout or someone was playing this song on the call. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. We can play music on here on the call. And I was like, you know, it actually kind of fits. This would have been a nice intro. I wish we had done this already. And then I was like, wait. This sounds really clear. Maybe this is my phone.
Yeah, so it was you then. I was like, oh, that's a nice soundboard.
I said, come on, Cedric the Entertainer. And then it started playing, and now it's not doing it. So, Cedric, how's it going, dude? How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you guys? Busy day?
Coping, as always.
Yeah, coping.
I have to ask, like, Sleeping Forest, are you Swedish?
No, I'm Norwegian, actually.
He's from India. Oh.
I'm Norwegian too.
Huh?
Norsk. Yeah, also.
Yeah, you too. Huh? Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yo, keep it English.
Keep it in Norwegian from now on.
Which is like, it sounded Swedish. So I was like, ooh, is this Swedish?
Yeah.
How this might sound terrible, but how close are like Norwegians and Swedish people?
We hate each other.
Okay, good. So I can say this to you too, and you probably won't mind. It seems like every time I hear someone say, are you Swedish? It's like someone's asking, are you going to rug us?
Yeah.
Because this is just what I've seen is every project I've been a part of that has had a rugger, they've been Swedish.
Yeah. That's
like
Terra.
Skeleton Punks with Frex.
Or from Swedish. Poland.
Alex from Black Baby Punks was Swedish, and I'm like, that it's just a thing, and I know it's probably because their laws and they're not going to cooperate with the states for extradition or anything.
No, it's just that some outliers, but I mean, you could just check if the founders are from Malmö, if they
before we continue yapping about.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Let's tell people the reveal is happening.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it is the NFT reveal party. So, yes, the reveal is happening.
Well, usually when a party starts, you like.
Is this the reveal party? Cool. I thought it was just random.
Hang out. This is like the warm up to the reveal party.
Yeah, the reveal party is in 4 hours, by the way. So you can just no. I'm just kidding. It's now.
Clout has no idea what foreplay is. He's just like, let's just jump right in.
Let's just ram it in. It works.
Okay. So, let's get the ball started then. Thomas, if you want to do, how we were going to do batches?
Yeah. I'm going to do batches because the reason why things got a little edgy on the other
one was
because we did two big. So I'm going to do 1 to 250 right now.
Okay. So a little bit of a change. I probably can't explain as great as you can, but I'm going to give it a go. So that way you can get started on the 1 to 250. So when we airdropped the collection, like most teams do, they airdrop at the start of the mint. We did it the way you're supposed to do it. We airdropped to our team wallet. But with unreveals, we weren't exactly told. But apparently, if you're going to do an unreveal, there's a better way of doing it. But it makes it appear as though you minted instead of airdropped. So apparently you're supposed to mint whatever you're going to airdrop, and then you can do the unreveals a little bit easier and you won't have any issues. So we had planned on keeping all the items in our team wallet as unrevealed NFTs. Now, the reason we were going to do that was for events. We had plans that we were going to do like Zealy campaigns and a bunch of random stuff to where you could take one of your NFTs that you don't like, you could swap it in for an unrevealed NFT and take the risk of getting a more random one or a more common or a more rare one. And we had two of the 1-1s out of the 10 that were in that pool that we are gonna, you would have the chance to pull that unrevealed NFT. But in order to continue on with that plan, we would have had to essentially rework all of the metadata, all of the images, all of the IDs, all of the everything. And if we did that, people would have lost their minds. So we just weren't going to do that. It would have been keep it short and simple. It would have been a nightmare. So what we're going to do is we're just going to unreveal everything, including what we have in our wallet. So that way we still have plans. We'll still do cool stuff. With swaps and all kinds of stuff, you know, we're not just gonna, you know, whatever. We'll figure out some cool stuff we can still do. Now they're just all gonna be unrevealed instead of, you know, kind of how we had planned. So we're still unrevealing, just a little bit differently. So not really a big deal. It just kind of poo-poos on some of the plans that I had, which, you know, who really cares, right? We're coping, we're getting through it, we're moving on to bigger and better things. So, but not a big deal.
61 listeners. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome to the party.
I hope you guys are excited. I mean, I love the unrevealed angle. I would be just shaking with anticipation right now, waiting to see what I was going to get. Now
that we know how the reveal process all works, our next cough is going to go way smooth.
Yeah.
Cough. Yeah. So we're doing, we're doing these in small batches too. So we can't just do the full unreveal because we're a little bit worried if
we're only
when we did the original metadata update with the numbers, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but some of the numbers still aren't populating on some of these NFTs. So, which is, you can find the number by like looking at the URL or, you know, whatever. There's ways of finding your ID, but they're not all like right now. I'm looking at our wallet. It says unrevealed coping punk number 70. I can scroll down and it says unrevealed coping punk and it doesn't have the ID. I can click on it and it says, oh, here's the ID 1788, you know, whatever. We think that is happening because we did such a large batch update that it, I don't know if it messed it up or what happened. But so we're going to do these in smaller batch updates. We're going to do 250 at a time. So you might not see yours for a few minutes. And also another thing I want to make you aware of, Thomas, do you, or Forrest, do you want to explain some of the delays and whatnot that are going on with the IPFS?
Yeah. What happened with the other ones was that we were told that the IPFS would have some intermittent problems for around 1 hour. So for 1 hour after we've sent the new metadata, you might not see the correct one, or you'll get some switching between the old and the new one. But it will at some point converge towards the right value. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we did have some people that were looking at their NFTs and refreshing them, and it was pulling different rarities. Like, it would go to one and then the other, and they'd be like, what's going on here? You guys are rugging us, or you guys are yoinking our NFT. Nothing like that's happening. Just whenever we update the metadata, it's just very slow and laggy. So you might see it bounce back and forth, or some weirdness, you know, there. But don't worry. The NFT you're getting is the same NFT you were getting originally. We're not looking for your 1-1s to pull them from you. So you are all good there. So not worry.
You have already chosen your piece.
Yeah. If you got the 1-1, you got the 1-1. Well, if you got one of the 1-1s, you got one of the 1-1s.
Yeah. So maybe someone already sold the 1-1. I'm sorry, but you should have held, or should have held.
Yeah. We're not saying we know that happened. We're just saying that.
Yeah. Who knows?
Are you doing the 1 through 250?
Yeah. You want me to start?
Yep. Do it. Okay. Because we've got a few in that range in our wallet. So I should be able to see them when you do it. So if you guys have any that are in the range of 1 to 250, now might be a cool time to look. And I'm sure some of you are probably thinking, wow, this is stupid. I have to wait all this long. I've got number 4,500.
I'm sorry, cope with it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
I was going to say, too. We are the second
reviewing ever. 251 to 500. So next batch is coming now, 251 to 500.
Okay, well, I'm going to refresh.
And then it's now I'm doing 501 to 750.
You might want to slow them down a little bit.
Slow them down? But yeah. Okay. How long do you want this to take?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Like, you think
if, I'm guessing that we have different time zones.
I'm wondering, like, what do you think? Oh, yeah. Here's, I've got.
Push it.
No, wait. Hold on.
Slow and down. Then slow just touch.
Push it.
Slow your roll.
No, slow.
Satisfaction.
It's going through the roof.
Okay, so I've got the unrevealeds for the first 250. I see ours in our wallet, and they look.
I already see some.
Have you done 250 to 500 yet?
Yeah, I'm at 751 to 1,000. I'm not clicking.
Okay, well, I haven't done it. I haven't gotten any unrevealed past that number. So also, guys, you're going to see super high rarities on your rarity trait.
Until everything relax
for a minute.
Yeah.
If your one looks common and it says a 0.2% trait, it's because those are the only ones that have been revealed.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing these in my wallet, and my God, this is awesome. These look so good. Just stacked up. These are so nice. These are so freaking good.
Oh, okay. Someone already got an arcade. Nice.
Someone got an arcade background in Discord. Very nice. Dude, this is awesome. And if you guys want to post your stuff in your comments too, whatever you get, these are so nice. I'm so happy right now.
Are we good?
So good. Next one? Yeah, go for it. It looks like
we got Stargaze to work. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Oh, we fixed Stargaze.
I was going to say too earlier, bro. We're only a second project to do an unrevealed mint, I think, on Stargaze.
On Stargaze, yeah.
And then yes, Geki is working with the Stargaze team to do their own.
Go ahead, Cedric. Hold on. Go ahead, Cedric.
No, I was just saying I only got one of 17 revealed right now. So.
Well, you know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah, cope with it, right?
There you go.
Okay, I'm doing the next batch. That's 1001 to 1250. So if you're in that batch, you're in for a treat.
Man, I'm looking at the team wallet, watching these update, and I'm getting so excited. And then I'm just like, these aren't mine.
Does anybody else want to come up and speak?
Yeah, anybody else want to come up?
Has anyone got 75 people in here.
If you get a 1-1, please let us know. Like, yeah. Let us know. Drop it in the Discord. Drop it in.
Did anyone get the 1-1 yet?
Did anyone get a 1-1 yet?
Anyone? Or are we moving on?
Go ahead.
Okay, 1251 to 1500 is coming now.
I know there's got to be a 1-1 in here somewhere. So I know some of you are probably a little shy. Hold on, we got crypto. I can't remember if it's Cage.
Kage.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to bring him up, see what he's got. Hopefully he's got a 1-1.
Yo, what's good? I mean,
whatever he's got.
What up, bro? Yeah, I got a coping pong 141. It's looking pretty rare, I ain't gonna lie. It's all black.
Ooh,
Eris Protocol. All black?
Ooh.
Eris Protocol. There might be Eris Protocol.
Hey, stop. Yeah, don't know. Don't.
That's a really cool trait. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Got me a new PFP.
Oh, you'll see it. Yeah, by the way, if you're getting a 1-1, you'll immediately know that you're getting a 1-1.
Yeah, you will.
If
you haven't seen the 1-1s yet, like I said, I'm biased, but these are some of the nicest pieces you'll ever see in your whole entire life.
I'm going to go with the next one, 1501 to 1750.
Okay.
So let's go.
What the hell?
1751.
Hopefully Stargaze, their UI can keep up with these batch updates and not completely trash the rarities. Like, hopefully that should be fine.
Oh my god, someone just sold a crazy one for fucking dirt cheap.
Dude, someone just posted a Space Skelly suit in the chat. Discord. That is one of the most rare traits in our collection.
Yeah, that's number two, actually. Number two and number three.
What about
number three in rarity from that trait, that clothing trait?
Yeah.
Oh, and someone just posted a Master Chief helmet.
You said what? What about a what?
A Space Sally suit.
A shirt that says Cole Parter.
And
I'm going to do the next batch, 751 to 2K.
Raph, you
it's
got
not
a,
that rare. It's
a Master
right.
Chief helmet. That's a very rare helmet.
Yeah, that astronaut helmet.
Oh, bro, Cedric just got a sick ass one.
Yeah,
oh,
by the way, that
helmet.
Skeletor head. If you get a Skeletor head, that's the rarest one in the entire collection.
Don't say yet. No one's posted it.
Oh, sorry.
But we've got the Space Skelly helmet and the Space Skeleton suit. Those are two of in those layers. Those are two of the rarest. There's only one in the entire collection that has the full suit. And when you see it, it is incredible. Like, it's really, really, really nice. Nice enough to be a 1-1, really. It's really cool. So, oh, there you go. Oh, someone Giuliano just posted in the Discord. Yeah. She got the Skeletor face mask with the gold ninja suit and the gold halo.
Yeah, that's
you guys aren't in the Discord right now, checking out what's going on in there, some of what people are posting. We call it an assassin, the gold ninja assassin. We saw that one in these generations.
Hey, I'm gonna post that giveaway. Game over.
Maybe wait, because that's gonna make things super hectic.
These are awesome, guys. Seriously,
that's the
I love
point. That's the point.
These
shall
are
we go on to the next batch?
Go ahead.
And 2250.
Let's get some more party goers in here. I hope you guys are excited. I mean, let's see some emojis going, something, clapping your hands or whatever. These are awesome. I'm pumped right now. These are really, really cool. Even the ones that people are posting that I, in my head, know aren't super, super rare. I'm just like, that looks so good.
Ooh, yeah, Reaper Companion.
Paganixa, I'm not sure. You got the GMC PFP in our Discord. That Dragon Ball Z background, the blue aura, is I think it's our most rare accessory besides the Skeletor helmet.
Yeah.
So that one's a very rare background.
I'm going to the next one.
Quick question. What about I have a Hood Up Black.
Looking that's the
rarest. The Hood Up Black is the rarest clothing trait.
Hey.
It is. Yeah, that one's very nice. Which one did you get? Can you post
got a crown.
Somewhere? I'd love to see the one. Crown?
I got 2117.
21. That's a crown. So wait, oh, look at this guy, Crown and the Reaper companion.
Yeah, Crown, Reaper.
Oh, Mike got a black crown. Damn.
Dang, Mike, that's a good pull, dude. Oh. Not gonna lie. That's the rarest crown in our collection right there. We got three crowns. The black ones only
Dragon
got...
Dragon head as well. Shenlong head. I think
there's
head.
Only like 22, 24 black crowns in the whole collection. That one's super, super rare. That Stargazer Knight, Tom. I hope you like that one. That one's a, you know, a Stargaze trait.
Oh my god!
What
did someone put? I found a good one, or I got a good one. I just need to copy the damn picture. The Stargaze website is really laggy. I figure everyone is like spamming F5 right now,
yeah,
looking for the next one.
We are gonna break Stargaze. I don't know if anyone's ever broken Stargaze, but I don't know if, well, I don't know if updating the metadata can do it, but look maybe with everybody F5ing on it might do
oh,
it.
Oh, with Paul, you pulled
oh, dude.
Trite Golden Crown.
Oh, you got the dragon hand yeah. with the Skeletor.
That's a nice one.
Oh my god, Tupul got the...
Dude, Paul, that is incredible. These are so nice.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, really. It's got to be. It's got to be Cedric and Paul. It's got to be your guys' birthdays. It's got to be. Those are
incredible. And let's see. We are going for the next batch, 2501 to 2750.
Yeah, Raph. Our backgrounds, the detailed ones, our artists put a lot of work into them. They are very, very good.
You got the Storm background with the silver crown. Nice. Coping with basic mints. Yeah, what poster stuff? Miami Knight background. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, sorry, I need to unreveal. Sorry, guys.
I'm fine. I mean, Bernie just said he liked his mint. Oh my gosh, dude, Bernie. I don't know if you're on the space right now. Bernie from Pixel Wizards just pulled a gold crown with the astronaut or with the jetpack and the wrecked pirate ship background, which is rare. That one's gonna be a very. That's a good pull, Bernie. Good job, dude.
I'll clean out the fridge while you bring everything in.
Clean out the fridge.
There's a lot of really hey, good ones.
Go clean your room, okay?
Go clean your room, Clout. Cloud, go clean your room. Listen to your mom. Go clean your room.
Yeah, you're right. I am going to listen to my mother.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm doing next one, 2751 to 3K.
These Miami Knight ones look pretty cool, too.
Yeah, we made those ones for the Miami Dow.
Yeah, yeah. Suit.
Hey, Dev.
Yeah.
No more clickety clack.
No more clickety clack. Aw.
Which I can do. Get to work.
Aw.
That one's nice. What up? Ooh, I don't know how to say Milagondorn. Whatever your name is. If you're in, if you're on this call, that's a nice one. The arcade background, gold halo with the Pixel Wizard floating next to it. Very nice.
Ooh. Damn.
Dude, these are so good.
I'm just going to look. I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
I'm so jealous of you guys right now.
Yeah, you got a squid. Nice.
Nice, yeah, nice squid.
See, I'm doing next batch up to 3250.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's keep rolling them out so in case there's anyone that hasn't seen theirs yet.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just going to basically bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I mean,
more
like, not like wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type, but like...
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. Sorry, I'm dry. So this is all the action I get. So that's fine.
Take your time just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pure dev.
Oh, dude. This guy just sold his Dragon Ball Z with a gold ninja for 3K stars.
No.
That's kind of low. Probably should have held that one.
And if it changes,
but
if it changed your life, then fine.
Dude, this guy sold his Kuji background.
Go on.
The Kuji background, if you get it, it's our most rare background. There's like 12 of them in the entire collection. And this dude just paper-handed his for $40.
Did you say Kuji background?
Yes.
The Kuji hit whale. You get one. Hit me up if you get one.
Well, keep your eye on the market. Keep your eye on secondary because people are selling these. And I don't know if they sold these unrevealed or if they... Oh, you know what? They probably left their unrevealed NFTs on the... Oh, my gosh.
One of the coolest.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm scrolling through our sales bots.
Which one?
I'm seeing that people left their unrevealed stuff on the market, and now they're revealed, and people are buying them for dirt
cheap. No, please don't say that.
Well, I mean, I'm sad for you.
Yeah, sad arcade for one for $40. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go through this a little before. Kuji background. Oh, man. $80. Yeah, I got $80.
And that's not a bad flip. But this one that just sold, that I just talked about like 2 minutes ago, one that's got the arcade with the Pixel Wizard and the gold halo, mistakes were made, sir. Let me preface this by saying I'm just kidding. I'm not going to shame anyone for selling.
No.
If you want to flip your NFTs, I love flipping NFTs. Great. You do it. You secure your profit.
Someone got a 101.
Do whatever you want. Like, do whatever you want with it.
We have a 101 in the chat.
Oh, my gosh. Jazza got the Death Angel 1-1. Congratulations, my friend.
Hope you like the description we made in the metadata.
Yes. Check.
We had a lot of fun with those.
If you get a 1-1. Yeah, we spent some good time on those, coming up with some unique descriptions for them. Anybody else want to come and join and share what they've got or just hang out? I know we're all kind of fangirling right now over all these pools.
We just love our collection, sorry.
Yeah, I love it. I'm extremely happy.
And we're almost done with the entire collection now. And the last one.
Back, bitches.
Oh, you went somewhere?
Yeah.
Did you clean your room already? What did you clean? Did you clean out your car? Is that your room?
The groceries away, nigga.
Oh, you're putting the groceries away. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Nice. Bardo got a cool one. That one's nice, Bardo. He's got the bad hat with the This Is Fine with a naked skeleton. There's another black crown. Dude, is that the second black crown you got?
Hey, GG, no, look what I got, bro. You want this one? Did you get an AA?
Let's see. That's everything revealed.
You know, I minted a wallet. I need to check and see what I got. Forget about what you guys got.
Hey, man.
Dang, anybody else? I don't know how to pronounce this person's name in our
Discord. Hey, Weston, come speak, bro.
Milangondorte. I have no idea. That's a very confusing name. But you've got some really good pulls. Congratulations, dude.
Nah, bro. I got to give this one to GG, bro. GG, check chat.
I still have 4 unrevealed. Is it just delayed, maybe?
Probably.
What? If you have.
I don't think we've revealed them all yet.
Everything should be revealed now. I'm just seeing that some of the pictures are lagging behind.
Yeah, maybe. So
give it a few.
Time, refresh.
Just spam that F5.
Stargaze is also running very slow right now.
Yeah, Stargaze is looping the shit out. So,
yo, what's up, Weston? Welcome up. How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm exhausted.
On that.
Well, I talked with you guys, and then it was like I went home and crashed, and then the Batman thing's been going on like nonstop. They kind of like picked me for the clues, but like it's all Like, I'm still figuring it out. It's not like I'm getting fed, like, answers. So that was, like, all-nighter. And now I'm back in here looking at my mints. I got a sick one. I got,
bro,
like,
look at the one What Up just got, bro. That's low-key a grail.
Which one?
I'm on mobile. I'm, like, slacking over here.
Bro, these look so good as PFP is too.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Weston, what did you pull, dude?
You can do the number. I got one with laser eyes and, like, a skateboard. And another one with a snowboard. Hold on. Get over there.
Yeah, so our accessories are, what are they, 55 or 59%? Only around half of the collection has an accessory. And if you got a companion, currently only about 25% of our collection has a companion. So the companions are all pretty rare.
Well, I'm companion free. I got two so far. I got laser eyes with a bandana, right, which is still
seems like DJ
lagging.
And then I got the beer hat with the pipe and the snowboard. But I'm going to mic off because I am exhausted, but I just wanted to show some support.
Have a good night, brother.
I'm going to flip it to Rarity and just watch them roll in.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I got a Raven.
Do we got EJ up here or is it others?
It is EJ. What's up, man? The reveal going good. You guys are lagging Stargaze, making it go down. As always, Stargaze
going down.
It's so slow, but it's looking good, and I'm liking it. I'm liking all the traits and everything. So I know you took a lot of time finalizing each trait. I think it was worth it. It looks great.
Yeah, they do look really good. And I've got some bad news for some people. Well, not really bad news, but I just checked the wallet that I minted, and you can see they're all minted, so I promise you I didn't airdrop them, but I'm so happy with what I minted right now, and I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, well, what am I going to be able to do with these? I can't sell them. I can't, like, parade about that I've got them. I don't want people to be like, oh, you're a cousin. But these
you know what? I played nice guy yesterday, and I gave someone one of my spots. So, you know, you can slide that over here. I only got six right now.
Well, I'm going to post one of mine in the chat, in the Discord chat that I just got.
I just got all mine revealed, and I got, like, a Picasso, like,
what's Starry up, Ben? Night
background.
Yeah, the Starry Night one's nice.
Did you seriously mint the crown?
Yeah, I did.
Piece of crap. Yeah, no, I'm not going to call you anything. Yeah.
Look, it says item activity, mint.
Yeah. Is that the Moogle?
That's the Moogle, yeah. From Final Fantasy
VII. We need to do a 3D collection, don't we?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not Final Fantasy VII, but yeah, that's the Moogle. I haven't seen anybody post the Moogle yet. I'm hoping someone's got a Moogle and they're gonna post it because those ones are, those ones are cool.
And by the way, if anyone sees anything unrevealed, then just tell me and I'll batch update that interval. Everything should have gone through, but sometimes the blockchain takes a little time.
Nobody got 101 yet? I think we're saying 1-1s.
1-1.
Hey, I still got a few unrevealed. I don't know if you want to do them individually. But
they are
2-4-8.
Anyways, they're revealing and they're just kind of lagging.
Yeah, some of them are lagging.
Okay, so. No, you're good. I know some of them you can push through individually. But we'll
see. What we'll do is if some of them somehow don't unreveal, I think we can do them individually.
Yeah, just reach out and I'll fix it up for
it's
you.
It's all good. No, I was going to let you know, but I will wait, as we all know, just to be patient with Stargaze, and it will happen sooner or later.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, stuff happens when it happens. Oh, yeah, this is looking sweet. Let's see who's starting to buy the floor right now. I see lowest price and go with most rare and see how many have started selling theirs. Okay, so Coping Punk Serial Killer, congrats on the 101. If you're on the Twitter space, you now know that you have a 101.
Wait, that name sounds really familiar. Where did you find that at?
No, I've checked the most rarest in the collection, and I've found that he's got his name. He's got the SNS.
Oh.
So Serial Killer, you have a 101. Congrats.
Don't spoil it. Let them find out. Let them find out for themselves.
I wonder who's gotten the glitches and if they can identify them. There are glitches in the collection. Not a lot of them, but they're, yeah. If you find it out, then congrats. I hope you don't sell it. We have injected some glitches.
Dude, this guy's already listed as 1-1 for 50k stars. I'm going to grab it.
Are you going to grab it?
No, I don't think people would be very happy about that.
No.
Yeah, I'm half tempted to and just display it as my own because I did have the Skeleton Punks Reaper and then I sold it. And then 2 months later, someone offered me like 5 times what I sold it for. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the whale guy.
Yeah. No, but that's not a glitch.
Or starting to look for glitches?
There are not many glitches. We went through and really buckled down on these generations and making them look as perfect as possible. There are very few glitches. Oh, this is really cool seeing the rarities, though. I wonder how accurate these rarities are that Stargaze has.
You know, if you guys have any end up finding stuff you don't like, let's say you did miss a trade that was layered improperly, with your guys' mutable contract, you can swap out the IPFS, which is nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad Stargaze moved that update.
Yeah, so that's...
That, if there is anything and you guys
can't, don't worry. Sure, yeah, that should be... Care,
but,
let's see, 24-15.
Hold on, Thomas. Huh? I don't think you know that you're mute. Your mic's not muted.
Bros, speaking in dev.
Speaking out loud in dev.
Hey, Sleep, were you on the call with us the other day? Was it Thomas on that call with us?
Yeah.
He didn't say one word, but I think he was on there last night. I was like, man, did I got off that call? I was like, was he on that call? Because he was quiet.
Yeah, I think he was furiously devving while we were talking about.
He's devving and he's tired.
From Friday to Saturday, I was up 26 hours devving. So,
a lot of prep work. But yeah, the thing about being able to update these things on Stargaze is it does leave a lot of options.
A lot of room for activities.
Potential upgrades, potential changes.
Yeah.
A lot of cool things that I've got mulling around in my head. But yeah, that is pretty cool.
I like this GIF. That's basically us with the Unreal, with the metadata. Right.
Yeah.
So much room for activities.
Yeah. What up, dude? You pulled some good ones, man. I see two Space Galley helmets, and there's only... And you got two crowns? Holy cow, dude. You got a
good
freaking mint. Yeah, you got two Space Galley helmets and two crowns.
And the trident as well. Yeah, that's...
That's a very, 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 very good mint.
You're the luckiest guy in the Discord.
Our voter just said Stargaze is having trouble coping. Yeah, they are. They're struggling.
Yeah, that's just the way we roll.
I need to call it a night. So thank you for a fun time and some beautiful art. So I hope I talk to you later.
Yeah, appreciate you coming up, dude.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Anybody else wanna come up and share what they might have gotten or you know, whatever, hang out?
I mean, I'll share what I've got, and then I'll probably hop off. So I don't think anyone's space up here, but. Yeah, the best ones I got were, I don't know what they are, the gold wings, like the spacesuit gold wings.
That's the...
And then the white, it's the Lost or Lonely Astro.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's your collab trait. I like that a lot. So, looks beautiful. Yeah, you guys really crushed it with the pixel art, because some pixel art, especially on ordinals, it's ridiculous. You can't even see what it is. So this, I'm sure these were high res files, and although it's pixel art, they're massive files. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, they are. Thank you, I appreciate it, and I appreciate the assist, dude, with the artist. If you guys don't know, Space Skelly's artist Glut Media is who we used, and he does really good 2D art. And when EJ recommended him, I was like, I know he does good 2D art, but I mean, how does that translate to
pixel art. And I'm pretty happy to say that dude is a monster. He is very, very talented. It blew me away when he started drawing stuff. I was just like, yeah, we're going to have a banger. These are going to be really nice. So I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with what we've got. And so far, just scrolling to see what's showing up on my feed, I'm very happy. And it seems like a lot of other people are too. This guy that keeps posting in our Discord, 1046-1024, are these all yours that you're posting, or are these just ones you're seeing? Because what you're posting some really, really rare ones that have really good traits. Like wondering if those are yours or if those are just ones you're finding. Yeah, the red or the black hood up. That's the rarest trait in our collection. We've got our Shane hoodie. That's the blue one. That's a little bit more common. And then we've got Dark Shane, who's got the dark hoodie. You know, it's just called Black Hood Up, but I call it the Dark Shane hoodie. Yeah, that one's pretty rare. Someone sold a Moogle, it looks like. I'm mad I missed it. They sold it for $32. The Moogle's only.
No.
There's only 12 Moogles in the whole collection. It looks like one of these unrevealed ones just showed up still, or just got sold too. So it looks like there's still some unrevealed that aren't revealing yet. So if you want to, take a risk and see some unrevealed that might still be on the market, might not be a terrible idea.
They are, in fact, if you clear your cache, it will show correctly. So there's some bugs still left in the system.
Gotcha.
I'm checking them manually.
Okay. Our sales bot in our Discord, I think, updates every 5 minutes and posts up to 15 sales. They can't really do more than that because I forget exactly what the dev who made our sales bot said, but it could get flagged by Discord and something or other. So it only posts 15 sales every 5 minutes. But so far, what I'm scrolling through and seeing, quite a few really cool ones are being sold. Yeah, these look really good. I'm pretty happy with them. So let's figure out a giveaway that we can do, Clout. What do you think? Oh, I see a glitch. Someone's got a glitch.
Who? Where? I'm not going to tell. In Discord?
No, it's on the market. It's one that's got dreadlocks that are kind of mislayered over the pipe.
Oh, the one we did in purpose?
The ones that we fixed them all.
Yeah?
It looks like we didn't fix them all.
What? Okay, now I'm mad at myself. Damn.
Well, people wanted glitches, so they got... There's very few. Like I said, there's very few glitches in this collection because we spent a lot of time. We, like I said the other day, on a space with Homestead Pleb, we spent, I think, we probably generated 100,000 pieces. No lie. Probably generated 100,000 pieces and just scrolled and scrolled and looked through all of them. EJ, what's up? Go ahead.
No, that I mean, you didn't have to stop what you're saying. I'm going to hop off. I got to do some errands with my wife before the end of the weekend. So I just want to say congratulations. And once again, proves you don't have to be a featured launch collection to absolutely crush it. So everyone out there, Stargaze and all of you out there, thank you for supporting these guys. They've been around a long time. And I hope you guys enjoy the art and then what's to come. And you guys know we're here to help you. So enjoy the moment, enjoy the week, and let us know if you need anything at all.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, EJ. Have a good day, brother.
Yeah. You guys.
Have a good one.
Yeah, but like I was saying, we generated probably 100,000 NFTs going through, just spending a ton of time clicking through one at a time, looking at them, making sure the layering was right. Like I said, these NFTs are so detailed that, like, they're just incredibly detailed. Yeah, here's one with the dreads with the pipe that is correctly done. So some of them, or it looks like maybe one or two of them might have slipped through somewhere. But yeah, we spent a lot of time going over
going over these to make sure they are perfect. Some, you know, we're only human, me and Thomas and another guy that was, that's on our team, what helped us go through it. And we just spent a lot of time looking at these NFTs. So I hope you guys, I hope you guys like them. I hope you guys are happy with what you pulled. You know, it's, it, if not now, after mint is a good time to keep your eye out for deals, because deals are always, always good to find right after the mint, because people are dumping because they either don't know what they got or, you know, whatever. But now is definitely a good time to keep your eye out if you're looking, before people start really finding out kind of what they've got. I've seen some really, really good ones, some really nice ones with really nice traits, sold for, you know, basically, you know, a few hundred stars over mint price. So you can definitely find some good ones, if you keep your eye out. Oh, you know what? I need to message our, bot maker and tell her that, that we got our rares and stuff, or that we got our reveal done. Thomas, if you want to take over.
Yeah, I want to take over. What do you want me to speak?
Chatting maybe about what it was like to do all these reveals. This is also your first NFT collection.
Yeah, this is my first one. So I mean, I was new on a lot of this, so I've learned a lot, you could say. Mostly about not
about would you say that you'd rather do NFTs full time other than being a rocket scientist?
Nah, it's more fun, or it's equally fun, but it's more fun knowing that I, yeah, yeah, I'm not going to say much about that. I can't, sorry. But yeah, it's NFTs are fun. But
does anybody else want to come up in a cope?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like Wrecked Gang's also posting a bunch of their pools in their server. This guy, Raph said, why is the Kuji guy have a mouth called ass mouth?
Yeah. And did you see my response?
No, I didn't.
Cope. we're not taking. Yeah. So if you're asking why. We are halfway coping with everything, so we're not going to keep it like it's casual. So you can't have everything be pretentious.
Oh, this dude pulled a red background.
Yeah.
Invisible, naked, invisible man, like with a halo.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Good timing. That was good timing. Yeah, Halo. Oh, need. Oh, that's nice.
I'm gonna post it in chat. Ding. Yeah, these are really good. What do you guys think? Anybody else want to come up and talk about what maybe you might have gotten? Or maybe your favorite trait, or what you see that you like, you know, whatever. We're just here to hang out.
All right, I'm coming back on.
Go ahead, dude.
I've been tweeting it out, but I'm not, like, I'm on mobile. I got a flame background, and I got the Bad Kids mug on the table. So I'm super stoked on that one.
Oh, yeah.
So I got two with, like, full backgrounds, and the rest are, like, white. So I'm just super just. All about these two, but the Starry Night, I'm not on the trait page. Like, how rare is that? What am I working with?
All I'm doing is going to the trade page on the marketplace and then filtering by most rare.
Is it just flying right now?
Oh, you mean the sales?
Yeah.
According to our Discord bot, yes, we are getting a lot of
paper hands.
The floor price, I have no idea what the floor price is. I don't think it's
all about day one.
Yeah, I don't imagine it's much higher. You know, people are right now doing their thing.
I could tell you right now, Mike's behind the computer right now. Just he's one of those sales. He's like, he's going for it. He's bullish on the punks.
Well, I mean, what I would do, if I was minting this collection, number one, I'm biased, obviously. There's a reason why I made a collection that looks like this, because I love these collections that look like this. Like I said, I held 40 skeleton punks. I held a bunch of galactic punks. I love NFT collections like this. If I was minting this one, I probably would have max minted as many wallets as I could get my hands on, as much as I could. And what I would be doing is I would be going through and picking the ones I like least, selling them for the floor, and then I would be buying the most rare pieces I could find for as cheap as I could find them.
I mean, that's the move. Where are we at on like the multi-wallet thing? So I'm all like, I came in all like clean, and then my first one really trading was Picture Day, and I was like, who's this dude who spent no money? He's got all the rares, and he's just like sitting at the top, like just waiting for us to buy him.
You mean like on the multi-sig wallet?
Like, well, no, just like minted hard in other wallets, and he put them in one wallet that didn't do any of the buying. So like you couldn't see any, like, you know, you look at the distro, someone up top, they have a bunch, they didn't spend any money. So you're like, all right, what did he do? How do you get that in that wallet?
Oh, yeah, we airdropped all of them to our wallet. And then, I mean, I could probably show the distro. I don't really care.
No, not you guys. I'm just saying day one is like when you notice like who did what.
Oh, yeah.
Before all the trading goes down.
Yeah, back in the Luna days when NFTs were, you know, flying off the shelves back in the Luna days, I did all my stuff day one. Like, I flew on day one. And I made money on day ones of NFT launches.
I mean, I'll say some alpha right here. There's collections out there that people haven't even seen yet. Like, they're just sitting back there in Stargaze. Like, you guys need to explore more, for real.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bad Apes is out there for just some alpha for the room. And then back to Coping Punks, because I don't want to talk about other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Stargaze is home to a lot of really good stuff. But there's a lot of launches.
Someone just sold a one-of-one for $3,000.
No way.
No.
How many hours to mint out? What was the time frame?
25.
Well, would have minted out.
We were almost there.
Public.
24 hours for the whitelist, we were at 70%. And then as soon as we went public, we sold out in 30 minutes.
Yeah, if we would just skip right over to
public. Sold a 1-1 for $3,000. There's no way that happened. No,
I know you were tripping about bots. Did it look all human activity, or did you like monitor to see who picked it up in public?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry if you hear my dog in the background.
No, sorry. I'm lamenting that someone sold this 1-1 for $3,000 stars.
All right, I gotta see what you guys look
like. We gotta drop the alpha. That's why they don't know.
The alpha is, look at this incredible art. Like, why would you sell a 1-1 for $3,000 stars?
I mean, it might be from somewhere where $80 is a lot. So,
I mean, that's true. He might be from somewhere where $81 is a lot, but in comparison to minting it for $20,
well, we got
$81 can't be life changing.
We got a 4.9K. That's your highest right now. 2 minutes ago, 76 rarity. Rarity's locked in. We're good. Is that
as far as Stargaze goes? Yeah, I think rarities. I don't know how Stargaze does their rarities exactly. We've got a rarity bot coming.
So it's like the lion and the wizard in it. Looks like the
game over.
Yeah.
Check staff chat.
No.
We're doing. What's going on?
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Damn, the volume is fast.
I don't even know. I haven't really been checking. I've just been too busy looking at what people got, and now I'm like ultra sad that person sold that 1-1 for $3,000 stars.
And also, if you noticed the auction, that the only auctions that's running is at $2,000 stars, and it's the wrecked background. That one is one of
someone got the Daft Punk helmet for $1.1K. That's a swoop.
So,
let me look at
this. I would bid on that auction if I were anyone here.
Yeah, Thomas, these rarities actually look really good on the Stargaze site. Whale background is 0.4%. That's accurate. The network companion is 0.56%. That's exactly what we set it at.
Yeah, this was a bad week for me to poorly planned for mints.
Yeah, looks like it all turned out pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
GG requested. Let's get GG up here.
Gigi?
Hey guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh my god, I just saw the AAA trades that you guys did, and I just want to give a shout out to the artist, because out of all of the people that did some AAA trades in their collection, this is the best one by far.
Is this the best one?
It really represents us like 100%, our logo and everything. And actually, a few of our community members minted the rare ones with the crowns and the Bad Kids coffee mug. So Guys, amazing, amazing. I love the white tee, and there's a bunch of them in the collection. I didn't get any rare ones, unfortunately. I got 2,000 and up, but I'll be working my way and try and get a couple of those for myself. So
yeah,
that's what I'll be doing in the next couple of days.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
We did not like the AAA trait that our artist made. It was one of the very few that we did not like. We were like, this doesn't look good. And believe it or not, our dev remade that trait.
Yeah, I made it for you. Yes. I'm really happy you liked it.
Listen, it looks exactly like our logo. So, I mean, we've had a few collabs where people had some one-on-ones AAA, but this one really stands out that it really represents us well. And amazing, guys. So shout out to the artist, and the art's amazing. I'm going to have to go shop on the secondary right now. My wife is listening to TV pretty loud, so I came in the room to speak to you guys a bit. But yeah, I'm going to go look at the secondary. At the beginning is your chance to get some rare ones. So if you guys are looking to get something, this is the time. The paper hands are on the first couple of hours, first couple of days. And after that, normally paper hands are gone and the floor price goes back up.
A 1-1 just sold for 3K stars.
That's unreal.
So keep your eyes out, guys. Like he just said, people don't know what they've got, and they're not everyone's an NFT degen like I am or like Cloud is. People don't really know exactly what they got. Sometimes they get something, they don't really like the way it looks, they don't care about rarity, they just dump it.
And I'm not sure if you guys have more stuff coming later in terms of alpha, but I know a lot of collections lately on the Stargaze, they make you mint, they let a couple of days pass, and then they drop the alpha. So you know, so hold on to your NFTs in case these guys drop something. I don't know if you guys are, but I'm just speculating. But
yeah, I already.
Well, if you want to make sound investments, you bet on the team, and you can check our track record.
Yeah, me and Cloud have been around for a long time, and we have. I don't want to say this because I don't want anyone to try and poach him, but we have a very good dev, and we have some really cool stuff planned. And I can't say too much about our dev because I don't want to get him in trouble. But our dev is very, 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 very smart. Probably one of the smartest guys I've ever worked with in the NFT space. And if you think that me and Clout aren't going to do something cool, then you could probably go find somewhere else to hang out. Because I'm telling you, we know what it takes to run an NFT collection. We've been around for a long time. We've seen a lot of people do a lot of stupid stuff. And we've done stupid stuff ourselves, which has caused us to learn a lot from those stupid things that we've done. So we've got some stuff in the works. I can't say too much right now. One super simple, easy thing just to prove that we're doing something and building something. We've kind of had to put it a little bit on pause lately. We do have a cool Discord bot coming. That's kind of like an interactive Rumble Royale type thing. Whereas instead of with Rumble, you just click a button and you sit and watch. Ours is more interactive, and it's got a lot of cool stuff going on in it, just to show that we can build something simple. And then we've got some other things on the back burner that we are going to start now that you know the mint is done. So we got a lot of cool stuff coming. I can't tell you what, just because you know we gotta do it first, and we gotta start doing it. So. But yeah, we've got some cool stuff coming. I'm excited to share more about that at a later time.
And this bot that you're speaking of, is that something that it's only going to be able to be used in your Discord, or other Discords can use it?
Thomas, do you want to answer that?
Honestly, right now the plan is to make our community test it out first. So anyone inside the community will be able to play it. And when I feel that it's good enough, then we could release it to other. So for a while, it will be an exclusive to the Coping Punks.
Awesome, awesome.
So, and as well with this one, there will be more bots coming. I'm not saying anymore.
All right, guys, I gotta go, so thanks for the cool trade, guys. We're really happy with how the NFTs came out, and our community's minted a few rare ones, so I'm gonna try and snipe one tonight. So I gotta go, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Ciao. Yeah, so our sales bot is just rolling along, and don't get discouraged by the floor price. The floor price is still above our mint price.
There's a lot of activity going on with more rare pieces. A lot of really cool stuff is being bought and sold right now. So like I said, if you want to try and find something cool, now's the time. Lots of cool stuff. Anybody else got anything they want to share or show or show and tell? Dad's humor. I get it.
What?
You missed it.
Somebody asked, are the rarities correct?
The rarities are right now made up by Stargaze's platform.
Yes, Stargaze has the rarity stuff. I'm pretty sure all of them, there shouldn't be any unrevealed. If there are still some unrevealed floating around out there, it might skew the rarity just a very little bit. But Stargaze has got their own rarity system that should be pretty close to what we've got. So yes, the rarities should be set. Take that with a grain of salt. Like I said, there might be some still floating around that are unrevealed. But yeah, they should be pretty close. What about, can we get someone that will tell us what their favorite trait is? Rec Raph wants to come up, so I'm going to get him up. Let's see what he got. See if he's got a favorite. Loading. Come on, Rainbow Spinny Wheel. Well, date night humor for you guys. Go ahead, Moochie Pet.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How's it going, dude?
Yo. Yo, yo. Hey, so I only managed to get 5 of them, unfortunately. I wasn't fast enough on minting or bridging my funds. I am quite happy with what I got. I think like the collection. So I got 4 of them in my, or sorry, not 5 mints, 6 mints. So I got 4 companions out of my 6 mints. And yeah, dude, I'm just blown away by like how good the art is. You know, the all the traits work really well together. The backgrounds are amazing. There were very few, I don't even want to say few, maybe like one instance where I was like, I don't know if these traits like I can't tell you how many collections I'm like, I don't know about these traits together. So far, a lot of these examples I've been seeing have been really, really nice. So,
I mean, there are probably going to be some. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. There probably are going to be some that people look at and say that doesn't mix that well, which is going to happen. I hate to break it to everyone listening, but these traits are so detailed. And we've got a wide, it's a punk collection. Punk collections have wide variety of traits. When we've got a wide variety of traits. So there might be some here or there that don't quite mesh. Like I said, we went through a lot of generations and we picked out or kicked out a lot of them that didn't, like we picked out most of the ones that really didn't look good and kicked them out. We've got in our Discord just a little channel where we were picking out pieces to replace with the ones, and we call it the crappy 10. So we did pick out some that were just didn't really look all that great, and replaced them with, you know, the one of ones. And we did do that. We do have some that we handmade and threw into the mint. So we did do that with some of the really ugly ones. But even on it, honestly, personally, and again, I'm biased. Even the ones that don't have the nicest traits still look really good, in my opinion. Now, you guys might find ones that you don't like, and that's fine. I don't think anyone's going to like every single piece in the collection. And some people just might not really care all that much for it at all. There might be someone out there that got the unrevealed art and was like, hey, this is going to be awesome. And then they don't like it at all. You know, that, you know, it's whatever, it's going to happen. But for my part, I love these. I think they look really good. I'm really happy with how they turned out.
I haven't seen many people posting the wrecked.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I haven't seen many people posting the wrecked boat yet. But that also, we've got a boat in here for the background. It's the wrecked boat, you know, signalizing her. You know that gift that Wrecked Gang has? Or not the gift, but the emoji or whatever that you can post in response to someone, a reaction. And it's of the wrecked wolf going across the ocean and his boat sinking and the screen filling up with water. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Raf?
Yeah, I do. I haven't seen any of the wrecking traits yet.
Yeah, let me see. Let me look at most.
Or maybe someone posted it and I totally missed it.
Well, if you filter your collection by most rare, you'll probably find some in the top 100 or something. Actually, I'm not finding. There's only like 20 of those backgrounds. Yeah, number 86, rarity. Man, that one's nice. Guy's got a crown and an astro. That jetpack is actually a Galactic Punks trait. The Galactic Punks jetpack. That's got a boat, a wrecked pirate boat in the background. That's a Wrecked Gang trait. And then, of course, we've got the Wrecked Chicken, too. So, yeah, so I'm...
Yeah, I did see the Wrecked Chicken. I like that one.
Yeah, well, we did have a different one at first that had some brighter colors on it. I didn't love it. I thought it was okay, but when I showed it to the guys at Wrecked Gang, the two guys that I collabed with, they did not like it at all. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, we probably should change it. And we changed it out to this one and gave it the fedora hat too. So yeah, I think, and they liked it a whole lot better.
Yeah, I think all the companions turned out really, really nice.
I'm thrilled with the companions. I'm really happy with how those turned out. Another thing that we've been kicking around kind of a little bit, with Stargaze allowing you to change metadata and do different things, we have thought about the companions are very very rare in our collection. There's only 22 or 23% of our whole collection has companions. So now I'm not saying we're going to do this. So if you're listening and you're like, oh, that's going to throw off the rarities, just relax. We might not even do it at all. But something we've thought about doing is, since you can make changes on Stargaze, we've thought about hosting some kind of event and the community deciding on maybe a new companion that we can create and actually inject into this collection. And the cool thing is you can inject it, like I could put it right on your NFT. And we wouldn't even have to like remint it or make it a separate part of another collection. We could literally just put it right into this collection. So like with Pixel Lions on Luna, for example, they're doing their monthly burns every month. And then they do a raffle for a 1-1 for whoever gets raffled off for burning Roar. They're making 1-1s, but unfortunately it's part of a separate collection. So they've got two collections. One's just their 1-1s, and then they've got, you know, their lions. Well, what we could do here is we could potentially do something like that and actually put it into this collection. So we wouldn't even have to have a second collection. You know, to do that, we could do it with the same collection. Not saying for sure that's going to happen. We'll feel out the community and see what they think on it. You know, but that's also something for down the line, not like something we're going to do next week. Thomas, how's it going over there, buddy? What are you up to? Cricket.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my Sunday with the family and, I'll probably be perusing the secondary later and seeing what I want to offload and what I want to try to swoop up on. Probably now's the time to be doing that, but yeah, I'm out and about. So anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Yeah. Peace. Well,
all right. Yeah, I mean, it is a Sunday too. We had a bunch of people being like, oh, don't mint on a Saturday. You're going to do terrible. No one said you're going to do terrible, but minting on a Saturday was one of those things that we had a bunch of people being like, no, don't do it. But you know, me and Thomas both have heavy workloads, and we, you know, we're busy. We're both parents too. So, you know, the weekends were, just one of those times that would work best for us. Which is why we ended up minting on the weekend. And, luckily we sold out very, very quick. So we were able to do the unreveal also on the weekend, which, it might have worked against us a little bit. We probably could have been a little bit busier on the call. Well, we're plenty busy on the call, but probably could have been a little bit busier with the unreveal if we did it at a time that was more, you know, conducive to everybody else being around. But like I said, we are busy people. Got a lot of stuff going on. So
I just realized that I've been muted for a long time and I've been trying to speak with people. So yeah,
great. Okay. I was like, hey, Thomas, hello.
Yeah, sorry. I was responding to a lot of the ones that we've been speaking. So,
well, good. Now I can stop speaking and you can start speaking.
Yeah, but now I'm getting really tired and I have some important stuff I need to do early in the morning. So I'm going to clock out.
Phooey.
Yeah, I have some simulations for some launches tomorrow. So I need to do that. I need to be there. Sorry.
All right. Well, I think we are going to call it there anyway. It's been a pretty good space. It's lasted for a while, so I think we'll go ahead and call it there. And we'll call it there for now, and we'll host some more. You know, as time goes on, like I said, we were wanting to do some coping sessions. Yeah. I do see Cosmos. Cosmos Joe is around. Cosmos DeFi. Are you wanting to come up and speak? Yes.
You invite to speak. Let's see what he's got up, what he's up to.
I think I invited you.
Speak.
Let's see.
There it is.
Requested.
He's good.
Good.
What's up, dude? How's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm actually in a noisy place. I'm trying to find a quiet spot. Yeah, nice job on the mint out. That must have been stressful until the whitelist started, huh?
Yeah. And honestly, today was more stressful. Just because all this stuff with the unreveal and trying to get it to work.
I didn't even check yet because I fell asleep and just woke up like 10 minutes ago. So I'm gonna go look. The reveal happened already, or is it, we're still waiting?
We revealed 30-ish minutes ago.
Oh, cool. That's awesome, man. On Friday, I'm going to restart my spaces with Maria. If you guys are around, you want to pop in even for a few minutes, you're welcome to do that. I'll tweet it out and you could kind of give some info if you have any, or just hang out. I'm going to have maybe two other projects pop in as well. And Gigi, nice to see you, man.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to do that. I'll send you a message, you know, through the week.
Oh yeah, sure. No, you don't have to, you definitely don't have to commit now, but Maria and I have like taken off like the last 3 or 4 weeks and we'll start it up again. And this Friday is my birthday, so I'm going to have a little drink, I'm sure.
Oh, nice. Did you, you went to NFT NYC, didn't you?
I plan to go to like a lot of different things, but I only made it to one event that Amanda put on with a whole bunch of NFT platforms. And I was the moderator for a panel. So I was there for like 2 hours and I had to leave, but it was really cool just to meet people in person. Like the NFT communities are like the NFT communities are like the social lights of the Web3 space, right? So it's just fun to like see people in person.
Yeah, I could imagine that kind of being like you know, the people that are doing the big DeFi projects and the making the coins and doing all the, you know, unique protocols are probably kind of the more I'm gonna say nerdy, not like nerdy is a bad thing. I mean, I'm a nerd, but I'm gonna expect them to be kind of more introverted. Whereas like NFT people feel like they're a little bit more, you know, kind of like you said.
Yeah, it's almost like the NFT, like the platform like the platform builders. They're like the club owners, and like the NFT projects are like the bartenders and the shop girls. That's how I think of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that would be pretty accurate.
I only know how to make bar analogies, just to let you guys know.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to, like, I went to the San Diego Comic-Con, but obviously that's a Comic-Con where everybody there is a nerd. So it wasn't really like anything crypto related, but I've never been to anything like that, like crypto related, but I can kind of feel like, I bet there were a lot of awkward pauses.
Yeah, I go to some of these events, like these small little like panels and stuff, just because I live in New York and it's easy for me to get to them. And Amanda is like an organizer. She used to work for Angel Protocol, and now she just has her own IRL event company. And she puts these panels together, and there are some things that are like way above my head from like a technical level, but the NFT stuff is just like way more chill. And she was able to get five different platform builders to come in. It was really cool. So
yeah, was Angel Protocol the ones that did like the charity stuff?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, they were a big a lot of people did a lot of stuff with them on Luna V1. Are they still around?
I think they rebranded. I do know that what happened, unfortunately, was a lot of the charities set their endowments up with Anchor. I know that. And that's not like the platform's problem, but then I think they had to definitely change some stuff. And I don't know why she doesn't work there anymore. I don't know if they just like they kind of had to shrink with the bear market or whatever the case might be, but I think they rebranded, and I don't know the name right now off the top of my head, but I could find out if you're interested, just DM me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll have to do that, because I think we have had some talks about what we might do, you know, charity-wise, with some of the stuff that we've got, you know, in our treasury wallet. So I think we'll, you know, as a team, we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Ooh, that's a good idea, because it's like on chain and people can trust it. So I think that's that's a cool option.
We did think about keeping three of our 1-1s and then selling one of them for charity. Me and my dev were up late the other night looking through our 1-1s, thinking which ones are we going to keep in our treasury. It was really hard because we wanted to do three, but I was like, man, these are all so nice. I would hate for them to not be in our supply, like that people could mint, because they're just so, so nice. So in the end, we ended up picking the two that we thought were the least about coping and that, you know, that we could, that we'd feel okay with not being in the mint. It was still a really difficult decision though.
Yeah, because we had a really cool lore for the King Midas, who made like a really cool description, the metadata for him. And then we decided to, let's give it to the community. No, it was King Midas.
We kept the wizard and the Copopunk or Copunk or whatever we called him.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Midas is in the collection, and I'm very interested to know who's got it, because that one's we made some really cool lore for all of them in the descriptions.
So hit them up.
Yeah, and we picked up some cool traits picked some cool traits for them and whatnot. But yeah, we had thought about keeping one of the ones to do as like a charity type you know auction for. But we ended up not doing that. So we might still do that with one of them. That's something that the team and I need to discuss and figure out exactly what we're going to do there. But yeah, I'll hit you up and get that contact, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up. Me and Thomas have been up a lot over the last 3 days. I'm pretty tired, and I know it's late for Thomas, and he's got some important stuff he's got to do at work tomorrow. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Cosmos DeFi, appreciate you coming up, dude. And yeah, I'll let you know about Friday. I am inclined to say I will probably be there to hang out with you guys.
So yeah, I think that'll probably happen. And then we'll probably hang out with AAA also on their next space too. And we're going to try and start doing our own coping session. I don't know if we're going to make that a like a weekly thing or a bi-weekly thing or what we'll do, but I enjoy doing these spaces. I probably talk way too much and you guys are probably figuring that out. but we'll figure something out as far as, you know, our coping sessions go too. But yeah, for now, guys, we're going to call it quits. I hope you guys got the mints that you really wanted. I hope you guys are satisfied and happy with the art. And if not, there's stuff on the market that you can find. People are dropping some really rare ones for not that bad a price right now. So, we'll go ahead and hang it up. Thomas, you got anything you want to imparting wisdom for us?
Honestly, right now, I don't think I have much more left. I need a fresher brain and some rest before I can impart any new alpha. Sorry.
That's okay. All right, guys. Well, we're going to call it quits there then. I appreciate everybody who's come up and talked. Everybody for reacting and commenting and all that stuff. We got all kinds of comments, all kinds of cool ones, you know, that have been posted. And, you know, again, if you have some that are unrevealed, just give it some time for Stargaze to push those reveals through, or for the IPFS to pick up and keep up. If you get some that don't, or they are still unrevealed or whatever, open a ticket in the Discord and we'll look into it and try and push it through individually. So yeah, that's that should do it for that though. Okie dokie. Well, we're gonna end it. I appreciate everybody. Looking forward to dropping some more alpha for you here and maybe in the next few days and seeing what we can do. Alrighty, take it easy, everybody. Have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3, that's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up the bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shitcoin preachers. Pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better just like move on.
Channel spaces.